Southeast Alaska marine scientists had a rare peek this year into the hatching of a species of squid.
So I've never seen it. In fact, I've never seen squid in the Southeast, and I've been here since 1976. I worked for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, so I've never seen this before.
Gordon Garcia says the market squid eggs were found this past summer in a salmon capture device at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Little Port Walter Field Station. That's located on the eastern shore of the southern tip of Baranof Island.
The squid actually spawned in the capture device, and our staff there grabbed some of them. We had asked that they actually send the live squid. That would have been something to have in our aquariums here, but they died quickly. So they ended up sending us the eggs, and they kept some eggs, we kept some eggs. Here's what you see. We see this massive squid hatching, and they're all attracted to the light.
Garcia is a facilities manager at NOAA's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Auk Bay, but he says he has a biology background and occasionally gets to design or participate in various research projects. He showed us the tanks in the Institute's wet lab where they kept the egg masses and the tiny baby squid as they hatched and darted and swam about. Garcia called them squidlies. One early picture he took of the first hatchlings, he named Squidnado because it resembled an underwater twister as the tiny squid swam up to a light. In one tank, he used ambient seawater of about 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In another tank, he warmed up the seawater up to about 61 degrees Fahrenheit. The warm water eggs started hatching first, but then died after about a week. The ambient seawater group hatched as much as 4 weeks after the warm water squid. Garcia says market squid typically live about a year and grow 8 to 10 inches long.
But they're not big enough to be consumed by humans, is it?
Oh, yeah. You could get those little calamari rings out of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dice them up.
Oh. You're not pulling my leg on
it. No. I've seen them that big, little calamari rings that big, which is about the size of their bodies.
Garcia says at one point there were literally clouds of the little squidlies in the tanks. As many as 7,000 hatched over the course of the late summer and early fall.
They're just popping out as we're talking. I mean, you can see that cloud is getting denser and denser and denser.
How many do you think there are in there right
now? Oh, I have no idea. If I was to go shake these egg masses, I'd probably triple the number of critters that you see there. It's just nuts how many.
Garcia says he spent 3 months experimenting with the substrate in the tank, water flow, lighting, tank size and depth, and a variety of food sources. That was the trick, he says, getting the squid to eat. He tried salmon meal, rehydrated freeze-dried rotifers, or a form of zooplankton, and brine shrimp. Some of the cold water squid doubled in size after feeding on the brine shrimp, but the shrimp themselves did not thrive very well in that cold water.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them all. I'd hate to see them die, but that's nature, of course. And we'll take the strongest and see if we can't make them grow.
And sadly, despite Garcia's attempts to keep them alive, all of the little squid eventually perished. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.